Hi, we're back in the studio with WhamSafety.com. I'm so excited to finish hearing all these great stories from our friends Jeff and Shayla from their emotional support farm. It's so exciting to learn all the great things that they're doing. Be sure to stay tuned to hear all the great stories.
Wham Safety. The Wham Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Ferber.
WhamSafety.com.
We're back. We're so excited to hear the rest of the story with Jeff and Shayla. Shayla, finish telling us about this cool new thing that you guys have coming up here with just supporting one of our local community members.
Well, it all started with them coming out to visit the ranch. Porter Holmes and his family came out, and he's, well, I don't know what he has.
He's special needs. I don't know what he has. He's special needs. He's high functioning, but he needs a lot of help.
Can
walk around and things, but he doesn't sweat, so he overheats, and so he has seizures fairly easy, and he doesn't talk a lot. Yeah, I don't know. He's high functioning. I don't know what exactly he has, so.
Yes, he's a darling cute guy.
Pretty awesome. Yes. He's 14 and he's a big guy. And he came out our very first opening day. But then after he left, we had another family come out, and Extreme Modus wheelchairs came out as well. And they actually gave a wheelchair to another client that came that same day.
Oh, wow.
And that's where we were introduced to Extreme Modus.
Okay.
And these are wheelchairs that get people out into wilderness. They're wilderness accessible wheelchairs. They have big marshmallow tires. They're aluminum composite. They have bike handle brakes for the people pushing. So they're really lightweight and they float in water. I mean, they can go anywhere. It's pretty cool.
It's incredible.
I was really impressed with them, but really didn't think much of it after our first encounter. I just kind of followed them on Facebook because I really was impressed with what they had. Anyway, we were at the car show right around the 4th of July, and Porter and his family came over to the Mustang, and we let him sit in the Mustang and everything. But I noticed Porter's dad pushing him on the grass, and the small front tires on the wheelchair, they're 4-inch caster wheels. And
just leaving ruts.
Yeah, I was just like, struggling. How, I mean, his dad has these huge guns because of all, you know, pushing him around and taking him places. But I thought, man, if we could just do something to help. And then, I, of course, Extreme Modus came to mind. And I didn't say anything to Jeff for a while. But it kept coming back, that thought, just get Porter into one of those chairs, get Porter into one of those chairs. And finally, I mentioned it to Jeff. I said, we need to get Porter one of those chairs. I don't know how to do it. I've never done anything like this before in my life. And he goes, let's do it. Let's do a fundraiser and get on GoFundMe. And so we started a GoFundMe. And he had talked to his dad, but we hadn't even told his mom.
Porter's dad.
Porter's mom. Yeah. And we just kind of took charge of it and got it going. So a big thank you to everybody that's donated.
Oh, my goodness.
It has been incredible. We were funded within 2.5 weeks. And these aren't cheap wheelchairs. Any kind of special needs equipment is so expensive.
Yeah, we actually exceeded our goal.
Yeah, and it has just been an incredible journey. So Jesse's birthday is the 22nd. And we like to do something special on that day. And we decided that that would be the day that we give Porter the wheelchair. And so we have Porter and his family coming out. Extreme Modus is coming to deliver the wheelchair. It's going to be a big celebration. We're just really excited about the whole thing. It's going to be a fun day.
I love that. You guys are so inspiring that you are making such a huge difference. And I think a lot of us can learn from you guys. So I love that you're sharing what you guys have done. And a surprise for you guys is we are donating some money to you guys' farm. And some of the community is also doing that as well.
Oh, wow.
Because they're going to make me cry. Because we all realize how incredible and amazing you guys are. And how you guys are always looking out for everybody else. And I know how expensive it is to run a farm, you know, living out in the country, and how expensive it is for feed and the animals, and people don't realize how much goes into all of that. And so we all wanted to thank you guys for all that you're doing, and we're actually starting to GoFundMe for you guys. So we're learning again from what you guys have already established and done to do the same thing. So thanks to you guys for all that you guys are doing to help others. We love you guys so much and appreciate you guys coming to share your story with us today. I think, again, it's so powerful of all the things that you guys have learned, and from those trials, you guys have turned it into something so beautiful. There's a little saying I want to read. It says, "We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve such beauty." Wow. And so I think that truly applies to you guys, you know, your struggles and challenges you guys have both gone through, like the butterfly in the process of developing and growing. You guys have created this amazing, wonderful Goat Hollow Ranch to share with others and to help with emotional support that everybody needs. And thank you for all that you're doing. We love you guys so much.
I just wanted to throw on that we will never charge for this. Mm-hmm. And we're asked a lot. I mean, capitalism's alive and well. So they're like, you can make a lot of money, and we'll get asked that, you know, why don't you charge? Mm-hmm. Will you change? We've seen other places similar, not what we're doing, but petting zoos that were free at first. And I always show them a picture of the lantern ladder that Shayla built. And I said, because of that guy, we never will charge. Because what people don't understand is every time you come out to our ranch, we get a piece of our son back. Because he's alive and well when we see the laughter. Somebody that's struggling with stuff outside but can come to our ranch and just be themselves. And so we get a lot of my son back. You know, we get a lot of our son back when that happens, when people come out. And we've seen so many magical things. One of the things that I guess is therapeutic, and it's with the equine as well, animals don't care what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
They will love you. They don't care if you've got mental issues, physical issues, both. You know, we're all going through something. Animals don't care. They will love you no matter what. And we really focus on having animals that love you, that want attention. On that, we have to have people come out, because we've made our animals so loving that if we don't have people come out, we're loving on them for about an hour each night. And I don't have enough hands to pet, because I'm petting the goats and the donkeys are stomping their feet going, "Oh, it's in our turn," you know. And then the bull comes up and he's rubbing on me. It's so funny. He rubs on you like a cat. So but he's cute. Rubbing on you. And then another goat comes up and says, "Hey, where's my turn?" And it's like, so we have to have people come out to help us with what we've created, because they want attention. And then we've done some youth groups and things like that as well that have come out and helped us kind of do a little cleanup or something, but mainly to learn some lessons from the ranch, because there's a lot of lessons out there.
And what are some of those lessons that you've shared?
I was going to let Shayla share them, because she talks them up really well.
One of the first lessons for me that's really important is distraction. We keep our phones on us in case of emergency, or if a goat's in labor and we've got to deliver a baby goat really quickly and I need to get a hold of Jeff real fast. But if you're out there and the animals want attention and want love, and you get on your phone, they quickly walk away. They don't like distraction. And those phones really are just distraction when you're in the pasture. So knowing what distraction means and what it is and how it relates to those animals is a really good life lesson.
And you know what's funny? I just thought of that, but I have not seen anybody, other than to take pictures, seen anybody on their phone at our ranch. We have not said, "Put your phones away." We've not ever brought that up, and nobody is on their phone other than to take a picture or a video.
That's great.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I just thought about that. There's so much going on with nature and life that they don't even think about their phones. And that's a big thing, because we're on our phones all the time.
So true.
Another life lesson that I just thought of is dance like a baby goat. Baby goats don't care whether you're watching them or not. They're going to skip and jump and hop sideways and parkour off of another goat or whatever they do. They just are them. They're true to themselves. And I think a lot of times we have a hard time with that because of fear of judgment from other people. And with the goats,
they enjoy
it doesn't matter. They want you there. They don't care what you're like, how you are. They just want to love you.
And they enjoy their own company.
They do.
Yeah, they don't care if anybody's watching or whatever. They're having a good time. That's where it is.
That's the best. Absolutely. That's how we should be looking at life, right?
Absolutely.
Those are great life lessons. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the one that also comes to mind is we have one chicken that really, really lets you know she laid an egg. And I told Shayla, I said, you know what? That chicken lays an egg every day. I can't think of anything more mundane than laying an egg every day. But she celebrates every single day. She's out there for almost an hour just clucking away like, hey, look what I did. I think that's what she's saying.
I'm pretty sure she's saying that.
But, you know, and I said, you got to celebrate life like a chicken, you know. Even if you go get up and go to work and it's the same job and you come home, you know what? You got up, you made money, you made a difference somehow in society, whatever your job is. So you need to celebrate that. One thing that Shayla brought up, she goes, Jeff, you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of energy. And I said, I learned a long time ago that I find something to be excited about every day, every single day. I don't care if it's a nap. I've got something that I look forward to every single day. In our ranch, I can't even sleep. I just have a hard time because there's so much fun and so much to do, but it's all exciting. Like restoring an old truck or working on Shayla's tractor. You know,
driving the tractor.
Yeah, driving. That's her dream. That's what keeps her up at night. But there's just so much to do. So I swear it's good that it's dark because I'd be out there on the ranch 24/7 just working on whatever. It's just, I have so much fun out there, you know, and just loving on an animal or whatever it is, cleaning the chicken coop or what. Some of it's a chore, but it's all awesome. Anyways, so that's my advice to everybody is pick something you're excited about, to get excited about every single day, just something, whatever it is, and you will have a more joyful life. I guarantee it.
That's incredible advice. I love that. I think that we can all learn from that.
Wendy, I just wanted to share that, you know, we aren't perfect and we're still experiencing life. Right now, I've got a hole in my heart again, just losing my brother. He was also special needs. And one of the coolest things my sister sent me was a video of him with a chicken. Mm. And he was holding the chicken. He bent down and kissed the chicken before he let the chicken go. I am so grateful for him being able or having that video. And he didn't get out to the ranch very much. I think he only came out twice before they moved away. And he was very comfortable in his space, so he didn't travel a whole lot. But just knowing how he felt about animals from the video, watching him, still brings me peace. I need to spend a little more time in the pasture so I can refill that hole a little bit more. But that's what our pasture's about, is just repairing and filling those holes from life experiences. And we're still experiencing life. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't. And, you know, Jesse never saw the ranch either. So maybe Dax is giving him a little hand.
Yeah.
You know, animals die. And we've had baby goats pass away this year. We lost a mother goat that was a big part of. And we always say that Jesse's got him upstairs and making his own little ranch up there. I don't know if that's true, but it makes us feel better.
That's so sweet. I love that. And you're right, we can learn from them because they are special angels, I call them, because mm-hmm. of the fact that they always look for the positive and we kind of get caught up, yes, mm-hmm. in small little things that truly don't matter. And they always had a smile on their face. They were always laughing, looking mm-hmm. for the good. And like you said, they loved those animals. They're kissing them. A lot of times, take a look at ourselves and say, gosh, you know what? These other things really don't matter.
Yeah, just let go.
Yes, yes. I think that's a great life lesson for all of us because we do get caught up in work and school and all these. Our families get so busy and stuff that we sometimes forget to take a step back and, like you said, go out into the pasture, get down with nature and all of the animals and enjoy life.
You will forget. I was But you were down with your brother, I mean with the family, about your brother. I was alone in the pasture one night and I was praying for her peace. But I was out there and I was just amazed how you will forget everything. You forget all your worries, you forget all your concerns, and you really easily become in the moment, which is so hard nowadays to be in the moment, right? We're worried about the future, we're worried about the past, and we're not living in the moment. And you come to our pasture and you can very much live in the moment. And so I was sitting up against the fencing, and Coco, our bull that thinks he's a cat, comes up and starts rubbing on me. And then he's got the other bull and his little lady cow, but they're all right there. And he's just rubbing on me, and I'm trying to kind of get the timid ones a little bit more used to us. But I just totally forgot. And when I got done, I was in such peace. When I walked away, finally, it got dark. Otherwise, I'd probably been there for a couple hours more. But it's just so peaceful. And like I said, it puts you right. You don't even know you're doing it. You don't even know that you are in the now. And that's all you're thinking about is the now. That's all you're thinking about. You're just enjoying the quiet and the sky and the beauty that God has made on this earth. And that's just the magic of the pasture.
So true. And I love that. And I love both of you guys. Thank you for all that you are doing. You truly are making a huge difference in so many people's lives. And we love you for that. And thank you so much for coming today and taking the time to share your stories. Because I think we can all definitely take a moment to learn and become more like you guys. Again, we all have our own challenges. Everybody carries their own cross, you know?
Yeah, I use
that. Yeah, I use that saying all the time, like to my daughter. You know, one time I was driving along and this car kept cutting me off and I was getting upset, and I wasn't like I was in a hurry or anything, but the person kept just cutting me off and going faster and slower. And I'm like, is this person drunk? What the heck is going on, right? So I finally get right up side to side and I'm thinking, oh, I'm ready to like swear or get mad at them. And I look over and this poor cute young girl had blood all down her nose and face.
No.
And she must have been like trying to reach over and grab a tissue, yet, you know, she didn't realize she was swerving back and forth and cutting me off and all of those things. And I always take that as a great life lesson that, you know, you never know what somebody's going through, so we shouldn't judge them. We should just take the time and try to help others and be more patient, because that's really hard for a lot of us, because we want instantaneous things done now. And so we need to step back just a little bit and say, gosh, you know what? We don't know what that person's going through at this time. And so we just need to be patient and kind and loving.
And when you do that, you catch yourself not responding in anger, and you catch yourself praying for somebody that did something mean to you or whatever. It's such an enlightenment for you. You're like, hey, I did good, you know? And one of the things that we know Jesus' story, right? And we know how Simon was put in to carry his cross. I just think about that's part of the story of the passion was a lesson, honestly, that even Jesus needed help carrying his cross. Mm-hmm. And I think that was for us to help each other carry our crosses that we weren't supposed to do alone. And I feel that's something we also do at our ranch, is we help people carry their crosses while the animals do. Anyway.
Absolutely.
We just open the gate.
See a need, fill a need.
Yeah. We feed and, you know, provide, get yelled at when we don't get food out there quick enough. But as far as people visiting, really the animals do it. We just kind of facilitate.
Love it. That's an incredible example. You're right. And you guys truly are heroes. And again, thank you for all that you're doing. We love you guys. We're so proud of you and honored to be friends with such great people like you guys. So thank you so much. We love you.
Thanks, Wendy. Feel the same way about you, Wendy. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
One of safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAM. WAMSafety.com. WAM.